I had the chance to sit down yesterday with the sadly departing Dr. Janneme Frouws, who has led the charge to, well, let's just say, help a lot of Castlovians become a heck of a lot healthier. Here's my chat with Dr. Frouws. Okay, I'm here with Dr. Janneme Frouws, and we're going to talk about an aspect of medicine that I don't think enough people think of when they think of medicine generally, Dr. Frouws, and that is doing things with people before they become ill, and or doing things with people that allow them to help themselves become and remain healthy, right? And so what we're going to talk about today is diet, correct?
That's correct, Randy. I just wanted to share a little bit today about what we've been doing lately here at Caslow Primary Health. We started with weight loss groups. The first two groups started in April, and it's been quite exciting, and our results have been amazing. We started the program based on a program started by a South African doctor in Vale Mount, BC, Dr. Stefan de Toy. He's a friend of my husband and I personally. I went up in January, and we went there over weekend and visited him and his wife, and he shared this program with me. He actually made headlines in 2010 in the news with the success of his programs. It's in a group format where groups meet every week. It's based on a low-carbohydrate, low-sugar intake, and we ensure and help people to eat enough protein with each meal. And we're supporting people to lose their excess weight, and the results have been astounding. Just to share a couple of the benefits, health benefits that we have seen firsthand, the biggest benefit is for diabetics. It's specifically for type 2 diabetics. And even within a week, diabetic patients get a normal blood glucose without medication, just based on the low carbohydrate and sugar intake. It's quite amazing. Cholesterol, we've seen astounding improvements with cholesterol without medications. And of course, also avoiding the side effects of the medications. People's blood pressure come down. Heartburn clear up in the first couple of weeks. Postmenopausal women find their hot flushes just going away. Any inflammatory conditions improve greatly. Conditions like rheumatoid arthritis, psoriasis, inflammatory bowel disease, asthma, eczema, and even fibromyalgia. Most people find their energy levels really improve, and also their depression improve, and their anxiety decreases. And this is not farce. It's based on science. I recently attended a nutrition course in Vancouver that just some of the leading nutrition experts in North America are really confirming what we're doing in these groups, the nature of the dietary changes. People live longer. It's preventative, as you said. It's preventing illnesses. So instead of waiting on until people develop these illnesses, we're actually helping them and assisting them to prevent getting sick. And even when people are already sick, they can turn this around, their illnesses, to a great extent.
Well, this sounds overwhelmingly positive, obviously. I know, for example, that type 2 diabetes is in many parts of North America literally an epidemic. And the cost, if we can just put it in dollars and cents for a moment, to taxpayers in jurisdictions where diabetes is an endemic problem is staggering. So can I draw from this, the success that you've described on so many different levels, the assumption that Interior Health is embracing this, that they're excited about this? Is this a program that we can look to see expanded, for example? Or what's the future of this as you see it?
I think different individuals might have had different reactions to it. Generally, there has been quite a positive response. Certainly, the nurses I work with, seeing the results firsthand, are extremely positive about it, very keen to learn more and to continue with it. And the nurses will be the main key healthcare providers continuing with the groups. Also, our new physician in town, Dr. De Kooker, will help to oversee the groups going forward. Unfortunately, we do have a challenge, as you're all well aware with staffing. So we're just trying to keep that in mind. And there has been some challenges with some of our management being concerned about the time we spend in the groups, with the groups, that it might be taking time away from other patients. But really, if you do the basic math, you're seeing 15 people in a time slot where you would normally see a maximum of 3 people, sometimes just 2. And you're really working with 15 people, getting them healthier. I know just in our group last week, one person shared and he said, just in that week, we helping him to eat this way, we saved him 3 separate appointments because some of his health issues that he was planning to still see a doctor about and seeing a doctor already just completely disappeared with his change in diet. So certainly very worthwhile pursuing, and we're doing the best we can, and our nurses certainly will do the best they can to continue doing these groups.
Okay, so just to close, Dr. Frous, if someone listening to this show hears what we've been talking about and realizes that he or she might benefit from what you're talking about, what can they do? Who do they turn to? How could they proceed?
Yeah, just to add on that point, I think being a part of the group, especially when somebody has a long-term history of obesity, struggling with weight, being a part of the group is a huge part of the success. So please phone the hospital and put your name on the wait list with our receptionists. If you're interested to eat healthier but not necessarily want to be a part of a group, a book I would really recommend is called Eat Well, Age Better by Eileen Burford Mason, and it's available online, or you could check with a bookstore, see if you can get a hold of this book. It's an excellent summary on how to make a dietary change to be healthier.
Okay, terrific. Thanks very much, Dr. Frous, and to all of you listening out there, eat healthy. You'll be glad you did.